I believe the time is coming when the Lord shall come again. I believe the end is nearing every day. I believe the good old Bible from beginning to the end. Just compare today with Matthew 24 and we are living in the day he speaks about. All the things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us greet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. While upon the Mount of Olives his disciples came to him, saying, Master, tell us when these things shall be. Just be ready, be watching, let each one be free from sin. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and in Matthew will appear. We shall live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All the things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us greet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and then Matthew will appear. We shall live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us greet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench the thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and make me whole. Like the woman at the well I was seeking. Of beings that could not satisfy. And then I heard my Savior speaking, come from my well that never shall run dry. So fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench the thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and make me whole. There are millions in this world that are seeking
the pleasures early things afford. But none can match the wondrous treasure that I find in Jesus Christ my Lord.
So fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench the thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and make me whole. So, my brother, if the things this world gives you leaves hungers that won't pass away, my blessed Lord will come and save you If you kneel to him and humbly pray, though fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench the thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and make me whole. Oh, my brother, if the things that this world gave you leaves a hunger that won't pass away, my blessed Lord will come and save you. If you kneel to him and humbly pray, so fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench the thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and make me whole. Oh, Beulah land, I'm longing for you. And someday, oh dear, I'll stand there, my home shall be eternal. Beulah land, sweet Beulah land,
I'm kind of homesick
for it. Country to where I've never been before. No sad goodbyes will there be spoken, and time won't matter anymore. Beulah land, I'm longing for you, and someday on thee I'll stand. There my home shall be eternal. Beulah land, sweet Beulah land, I'm looking out across the river to where my fate is inside, and just a few more days to labor,
then I will take my heavenly flight.
Beulah land, I'm longing for you, and someday on thee I'll stand. There my home shall be eternal. Beulah land, sweet Beulah land, I'm looking out across the river to where my fate is left inside, and just a few more days to labor, then I will take my heavenly flight. Beulah land, I'm longing for you, and someday on thee I'll stand. There my home shall be eternal. Beulah land, sweet Beulah land. Mein Jesus, du bist wahr, das man dich mit Sterben nahm. Das man dich beständig lobt und nennt. Niemand ist so gut wie du. Meine Seele lass mir zu. Meine Seele lass mir freudig zu. Von der Erde reiß mich los. Mache meinen Glauben groß. Gib mir ab. Den treuen Sinn, nehm ich ganz mein Jesus hin. Deine Hand hat mich gemacht, wunderbar hat's dich gebracht. wunderbare herrliche Braut. Und dein Blut hat mich erlöst, dass ich ewig sei getröst, dass ich nun auf ewig sei getröst. Von der Erde reise ich los, bei meinen Glauben groß, geh mir einen treuen Sinn, nehm ich ganz mein Jesus hin. Und drei Blicke du mir an, sag mir, dass ich kommen kann, sag mir, dass ich zu dir kommen kann. Und dein Blut hat mir blind, nicht gedacht nach deiner Ruhe, nicht gedacht nach deiner Gnade nur. Von der Erde reiß mich los, mache meinen Glauben groß, geh mir rein in treuen Sinn, nehm ich ganz nach Jesus hin. After all this life is over, and our burdens have been lifted, and we stand upon the mountain up so tall, looking over in that city that the Savior is preparing, gives me faith that I can make it after all. After all, life is over, and our burdens have been lifted, and we stand upon the mountaintop so tall, looking over in that city that the Savior is prepared, gives me faith that I can make it after all. After all, the life is over, and the burdens have been lifted, and we stand upon the mountaintop so tall, looking over in that city that the Savior is preparing, gives me faith that I can make it after all. We're not home yet, children, so keep your eyes upon the Savior. Just a few more days to labor, and we'll sit down beside the river. How I long to be with Jesus, and our loved ones gone before. There's a better day coming. We're not home yet. We're not home yet, children. So keep your eyes upon the Savior. Just a few more days to labor, and we'll sit down beside the river. How I long to be with Jesus, and our loved ones gone before. There's a better day coming. We're not home yet. We're not home yet, children. So keep your eyes upon the Savior. Just a few more days to labor, and we'll sit down beside the river. How I love to be with Jesus, and our loved ones gone before. There's a better day yet coming. We're not home yet. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. is true this marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. And we're marching with it. Mm-hmm. You got half the truth for your day. The truth always keeps going, eh? Mm-hmm. We know we're living in the end time, eh? And there's certain fundamental scriptures talking about the fundamentals of life. And there's certain scriptures that somehow stick out because we're running right into these scriptures. Mm-hmm. They're right in front of our face, and we see people around us, they're doing this very thing here. Then if any man, Matthew 24, verse 23, then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. Then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there he is, do not believe him. So als dan jemand zu euch wird sagen, siehe hier ist Christus oder da, so sollt ihr ihn nicht glauben. Ja, we're talking like we come out of that hard-right environment, you know, that whole schmear.
Mm-hmm.
And we all want to make it, you know. You don't want to be deceived. Mm-hmm. Every human being wants to make it. But see, there's things in the Bible that you have to take very serious. When here Jesus talks about the end time, you got to take it very serious, because he said, when they say to you, lo, here is Christ, don't bother going there, because that's not where it's at. Like, you can see these movements.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, like this Fort Pitt movement, all of a sudden everybody, have you been to Fort Pitt? What do you think about Fort Pitt?
Yeah, wanted to move and live down at Fort Pitt.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a move. Here's Christ. He's up at Fort Pitt now. Then they got this movement out in B.C. somewhere, the Maccabees. They call themselves the Maccabees. So they want to go out there and check the Maccabees. Then back in the days of these Windy Bay people down at Carmen there, that's the place to go. They got Christ there, you know. Oh, here's Christ. We got to bring it into today's language.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise, Matthew 24 is just a mm-hmm. historical figure. But right. Everything happens in Matthew 24. It's right in our face here. People that just don't see the danger of it. Now all of a sudden, this guy shows up from this cold, a movement amongst the young people. Well, here's just another, here is Christ, you know, and then here comes on these Windy Bay guys, and there's supposed to be a tremendous movement down there. Just another, low, here is Christ. If you want to know the bottom line from that Windy Bay movement, just go back over to Carmen, the Hispanias or whatever they call themselves. There's the tower half built. They had a pretty good go at it there. They put up a business and they built buildings and they had some things going for some, but somehow or another they just dropped that tower. They didn't realize what it's going to cost them, and there's the tower half built, mm-hmm. like the Bible warns us. We take things serious. I take it everything back to the scripture, and I saw them movement. I really enjoyed, admired them, and I was down there a time or two, and they had some people coming in to preach from time to time. But I kept telling them, it's the message for your day. Minister Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. And they had a pretty good run at it. And then something happened. And they decided they were going to go back to the compound. You know, go back to Egypt. And now all of a sudden, down at Windy Bay, there's this movement. Now and all of a sudden, down at Windy Bay, there's, oh, here is Christ. You know,
mm-hmm.
you can get everything out of the scripture. You go on, pray your way out and ask the Lord to show you where you are in time. And that's what we've been doing here. We've been beating the gums together here for the week. We know we have the answer, but how are you going to convince people that we're just another one of them here is Christ, you know. But well, the reason ours is different, we go back to the scriptures. Mm-hmm. We go back to the days of Hosea. You know where that is in Hosea? I want to just read it to you, because everything is just a repeat. What has been will be, and what will be has been already before our time. It's just the devil has got no brain. He's just got enough brain to deceive everybody, and he uses every trick of the book that he can to lure people out of left field. But see, we stay with the scriptures.
Mm-hmm. Isaiah 4:6.
Hosea, one of the prophets, kind of one of the major prophets, really. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. See, that's the problem. The movement and Windy Bay, they're destroyed. They're going to destroy it for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget your children. A different translation. You have destroyed my people by failing to acknowledge me. Because we refuse to acknowledge me, I will reject you as my priest. Because you reject the law of the Lord your God, I will reject your descendants. And you gotta really look at it. Go back with the through the microscope of scripture, and then you're going to see what happened back in the days of Hosea. Hosea was the voice of God back in that era of time. He was that wisdom, that knowledge, and only God can impart into Hosea the message for his day. And I keep saying it over and over, the truth keeps marching on, but it just so happened back in the days of Hosea. Hosea was carrying the truth for the children of Israel back in his hour, and then they didn't listen, they didn't regard him. It just fell by the wayside, and then Hosea comes along and said, because you have rejected the truth for your day, you have rejected the message for your day, I will reject you, that you will be no more priest before me, and I will forget your children. If you take the flip side of it, if you can only accept the message for your day, because Hosea was a message for his day, if you can accept the message for your day, then I will keep you on as priest, and I will remember your children. And God remembers your children. You got not to worry about. You just keep on moving on with the stream. The truth is marching on, and you just make sure, here in the closing, is that you're interconnected with the truth for your day. It's just that simple. We've tried everything, and I went and did some extensive studying. I was wondering where these communes all sprung up, and it's right back in the days of Martin Luther. All of a sudden, everybody in their dark come along with a different idea. All they would have had to do was accept what Martin Luther had to say, like we keep saying it over and over again. He single-handedly put that Roman Catholic Church, that Dark Age era, out of commission, and 200 years later, the Pope died in prison. Behind it was always that Pope, that papal system, mm-hmm. that Roman Catholic system, to destroy and counterfeit everything, try to destroy everything God was doing. Mm-hmm. And God allowed it up until Martin Luther came on the scene, and then Martin Luther, he came out with a revelation, the just shall live by faith, and that put that whole Roman Catholic Church out of business. And they couldn't do their garbage anymore. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Guess what the devil does? Now, Martin Luther is destroying his nest. He sends in these Zwinglis. He sends in these Andrea Herrera prizes. He sends in these Jakob Hooters. At the end of the day, all you got, another communistic system, another commune type living. And all these communities are out for their instruments of Satan, that Satan has engineered a plan. Oh, if you really love your brother, you're gonna work with him, and that's how you can truly show brotherly love. But behind it, it's got to see, you take it to the microscope of scriptures, you gotta see how Satan is behind all of that to lure people back into the dark ages, like we keep saying over and over again. Now he's got a religious cloak. Now he's got a nice black coat and a hat and a longer beard, a little bit longer than before. Very religious and pious. It's hard to combat that thing. When I tell them that Jacob Hutter was not of God and that Andrea Price and all these thugs, they were not of God. They were sent in by Satan to destroy the very fabric of society that was rampant back in that day. The just shall live by faith. Mm-hmm. And he set that whole European world, that whole Middle East, completely free from Roman Catholicism. Mm-hmm. And like I say, Satan, he's right there like a dirty shirt. And try to destroy exactly what Martin Luther came to do. The just shall live by faith. And here it is, the momentum keeps picking up and picking up. But here, these closing days, the time I tell you, he's working overtime. It's all a matter of mass deception. That's why we keep beating the drums here. That's why we keep warning people about these movements. Oh, it's up at Fort Pitt. Have you been to Fort Pitt? Everybody wants to go to Fort Pitt. And like I say, then there's a movement here. Then there's a movement here. It's already right here, scripture. Amen. What Jesus said, when they tell you, lo, here is Christ, they don't say, come here, here's Christ. It's just a movement. It's just a move. And everybody, even everybody wants to claim that they got the answer. But see, even we claim we got the answer. But see, we got scripture to back it up. We go back to exactly, keep saying it over and over again, but you have to keep saying it because we're with it. I'm surrounded with that mad deception. And then Jesus said, before he went to the cross, before he got crucified, this is going to be life eternal that they believe on them whom I will send. And then, like I say, you go back to Revelation chapter 1, and you see who's going to send. He's going to send these seven stars he held in his right hand. And there he goes on to explain what these seven stars are. They're the seven angels to the churches throughout the Greek age. The seven church ages throughout the Greek age. Now, you can put that, you can trust that. That's the only thing that you can trust. You see, seven angels, you can't even trust a human being. You've got to be able to trust that angel that Jesus said. This is the revelation that God gave to Jesus. Mm-hmm. Then Jesus gives it to that angel. And then that angel gives it to that apostle Paul. And so the church ages, they keep on moving and they keep on moving. Till down here in the church age, the leaders say, behold the days of the voice of the seventh angel. We got scriptures to back up what we're saying. Mm-hmm. Other than that, we're just another guy out there. Oh, Lord, here is Christ and there. But see, we go back to the scriptures. We're loaded with the scriptures. That's why the Lord moved in us when we were young. You have to make sure you read the Bible. Get up at 6 o'clock and read the Bible. Saturate yourself with the Bible. Because up the road, there's coming a time you'll be wishing you did read the Bible. Today, it benefits us because we know if somebody comes along, we got to find that movement in the scripture. Just yesterday we ran into some people and, there's a movement down. These colonies are really moving. Well, Lord, what do you say about these movements? Well, right now he gave me that scripture. You know, here is Christ. It's just another movement. Each one of them, they think they got the script. But see, they don't have the scriptures to back up exactly what you and I are saying. We got the scriptures to back up exactly what you're saying. We have the mouth of Jesus. The spirit of truth came and told him, this is what I'm going to do and try to graze you. I'm going to send these seven angels. They prove it. They test it. Back at the prehistoric, when God was testing the angel, they out came these. All these angels, the rest fell. Satan and his tongue, they fell by the wayside. But there was some little faithful. And here in the church age, throughout the grace age, he sent these angels that were tested, tried, and proven. Just like the Apostle Paul said, my angel is always standing before me. And down to them, even Brother Branham, when he was preached, he said, you may wonder why I'm not starting to preach. I got to wait for that angel to wash up. And then that angel showed up and he started speaking exactly what the Bible says. And the days of the voice, he was the vocal cords of that angel. And he began to put things out there that nobody's ever heard about before. He told us about what happened in the garden. He told her what happened in the history back, went right back to bring out these tremendous truths, the serpent seed and things of that nature, things that we had questions about. And here we come to the ministry of Brother Brennan and all our questions were answered. We don't have to go looking down to Windy Bay and different places to look for Christ. We found him in the scriptures. He's in the scriptures. If you only want to be honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I was reminded here what Brother Brennan said, but I'll read something here first. And it really matches up with what's going on. Like, lo, here is Christ. People are doing God a service, and they don't know that it's not his will.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to serve God without his being his will. It says in 2 Samuel 6, David again assembled all the best men in Israel, 30,000 in number. David and all the men who were with him traveled to Bela in Judah to bring up from there the Ark of God, which is called by the name of the Lord of hosts, who sits enthroned between the cherubim and are on it. They loaded the Ark of God on a new cart and carried it from the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill. And Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, were guiding the new cart. They brought it with the Ark of God up from the house of Abinadab on the hill. Ahio was walking in front of the Ark. While David and all Israel were energetically celebrating before the Lord, singing, playing various stringed instruments, tambourines, rattles, and cymbals. They were really having a song and dance there,
mm-hmm.
really singing and cheering really energetically.
Doing God a service.
Christ, thinking they're doing God a service. When they arrived at the threshing floor of Nacon, Uzzah reached out and grabbed hold of the ark because the oxen stumbled. The Lord was so furious with Uzzah, he killed him on the spot for his negligence. He died right there beside the ark of God. See, that's what happened here. David, one day, he thought he was doing a good thing. I'm going to go up and get the ark back. And they got everything going. He got the best men out of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
He got the very best to help him do this.
Mm-hmm.
They got a new cart and they did it the way they thought they should do it. But their God had specific guidelines how that ark is to be carried. And it's supposed to be carried by Levites, and all, everything had to be specifically done. And it had to come from a prophet,
mm-hmm.
that now's the time to do it. It has to come from a specific man. Nathan was the prophet at that time. And if Nathan didn't tell David decided he's going to do it himself. He mm-hmm. came up with this notion that it's time to bring it, and then he did it. Well, he thought he's doing a good thing. But if it's not in the right time, in the right season, the right man, the prophet, then it's going to fail. And that's what you see. They were really dancing and cheering. That's what you see in these movements too. Oh, lo, here is Christ. Let's all go down to Forest Pit. Oh, lo, here is Christ now down in Windy Bay. There's a real movement going on. People are really sharing. But is it the will of God? God sent a prophet. He has a channel that he works through. Just like here, David thought he's doing God a service. But it wasn't his will. And that's how these people, it runs in line with, lo, here is Christ. And the people think they're really doing God a service, but in the end, it's not God's will. And that's where the danger lies. People think they're really doing it, and they go down a dead-end road. It never leads to anywhere. They think they're doing a great thing. Is it according to the word of God? Is it according to those seven stars that Jesus held in his right hand? That message for our day and hour, just like Martin Luther, he was the message to the age of Sardis. That was the message, the just shall live by faith. And I've taken Hutterite history when I was still on the colony up in Menno Simons College or something in Winnipeg. And they focus mostly on Zwingli. That's how you can see where they can find a leeway into community living, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas the stream that God has is just shall live by faith, and eventually that stream will lead you right to Church Age Messenger of Philadelphia, John Wesley. And then eventually it'll lead you right to the ministry of Brother Branham, the Laodicea Church Messenger. Message of the Church Age of Laodicea was Brother Branham. He brought a message. See, that is the prophet that God had.
Scripturally.
Exactly. And if you follow the Bible, the instruction of the Bible, David did not do that. He was doing a great thing, and so do these people. They're really singing and dancing and having a movement going. But is it according to the scripture?
See, we don't do our own thing mm-hmm. here. We went back. We were searching and searching like everybody out
That's
there.
That's right.
Like these people that run to where these movements are. They're searching, mm-hmm. but I'll grant you that. We run into people, they're searching. Oh, did you hear about this? They simply because they're searching for that something. Mm-hmm. That's like you and I, we were searching. I went to the Pentecostal. I went to the Mennonite. I went from pillar to post. I searched and I searched and I searched. And one day the Lord, in the miraculous way, he brought me to the ministry of Brother Branham, and then my search was over. Mm-hmm. I could not buy another book to read. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to go to no more movement. I believed that God sent that prophet, Malachi, mm-hmm. for prophet. That was through the lips of William, Mary, and Brad. I was there for 3 years, and because Brother Branham had passed away at 65, the Lord had, the truth was marching on. Little did I know, and I was with the Branhamite. I didn't know that God already had a vehicle and the vessel that he's going to use once Brother Branham goes off the scene, and here I found out the Lord, lo and behold, he brings me to the ministry of Raymond M. Jackson. Then once I found the ministry of Raymond M. Jackson, I found the message mm-hmm. for my day, and because Brother Jackson was still alive back when 1986. He lived till 2004, and then I saturated myself with the message for my day, which was Brother Raymond M. Jackson. Mm-hmm. And I was content. I quit looking. I didn't have to look no further. And then in 2004, and then December, the Lord, lo and behold, he takes Brother Jackson off the scene. And, oh, we just thought it'll continue on with Ellen and Bud. But lo and behold, we find out, hey, they're teaching us we're in the third day. Well, you and I, we know we're not in the third mm-hmm. day. And there for 3 years, we didn't know what to do and what to say. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, the people that we looked up to, all of a sudden, they come out with strange teaching. We're in the third day. We're after 2 days. The 144,000. We know exactly what the Brother Jackson taught us. And the Lord spoke to your spirit. When he saw all this confusion coming on, remember the things you've been taught. Mm-hmm. Remember you, you've been taught them from, and hold on to that. And other than that, you separate yourself mm-hmm. from anything other than that. And that's what you and I did. We completely isolated ourselves, went away from all these phonies out there. And then here we are, the Lord, lo and behold, little did we know because the Lord had given me a vision about Gideon. How he takes the people down to the water, but he wasn't looking for 300. The Lord was looking for somebody, an individual, who is then that? Once we come out of this mucky water, once we come out of the ministry of James Allen and all these dunkers trying to implement their stuff, who is then that faithful and wise servant? And he found you and I faithful to continue on to the program, with the program, not to start something, no, mm-hmm. to continue on with the things that have been established or that apostolic and that and ministry, because back in the days of Paul said he did preach another gospel that we have been preached, let it be accursed. It is built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophet Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. And all that you and I are doing here for the last 18 years is to promote the things that have been firmly established. You can take it to the bank. You will not be led astray because we have given our whole makeup, everything that we say and do in tied everything back together with that prophetic ministry that apostolic ministry. We got nothing new to sell. Mm-hmm. We're just promoting and holding on to the truth that has been firmly established here in the closing days of time and to the church age of Laodicea. Mm-hmm. That's just that simple. And it's not a very attractive thing that we say because there's no room for an ego here. Mm-hmm. It's not our own thing. We don't have some. We don't have nothing. We just have it. Promoting things that have been firmly established to the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. Mm-hmm. And it'll pass the test of time because we go back and we analyze everything via the scriptures. And I found out that Zwingli, that Jacobus, it's nothing but agents of Satan just brought on by the devil to just divert the very fact that Martin Luther brought to just to live by faith. That's all these movements are out there. That's all this community style living. It's all about, it's just a religious system, and just behind it is the spirit of Satan. Mm-hmm. When it comes to fruition, you're going to find out what we're saying is exactly 100% truth.
That's right. Jesus said, not my will, but thy will be done. And that's what's wrong with a lot of people. They try to hold on to their egos. And they think they can accomplish something. But if you don't surrender, because I know I came to the end of myself. I listened to a lot of preachers, bought a lot of books, and I was looking for something. And I had to come to that place where I was at the end of myself. And then God led me to the ministry of Mighty and our Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. That's when my soul and spirit said, I found what I've been looking for. This is what I've been looking for all my life. I finally found it. And all the books that I had, I didn't even have to go to a bookstore anymore. Like, mm-hmm. I used to go to a bookstore and spend hours there looking for something. It was just something in me was looking, and I just, what is it anyway? But I found it. I had a whole shelf of books back on the colony. I went to visit one day, and my dad said, you must be a real professor if you read all those books. I said, you know what? I found it. You can throw them all away. Because I found a real thing. And that's what Martin Luther felt when he found that treasure. That hidden treasure was the just shall live by faith. Oh, he went and sold everything, and that's what he bought that field. That's what he pursued, the just shall live by faith, not Roman Catholicism. He said goodbye to that stuff, and he followed the just shall live by faith, and he got married. And he had the freedom that God wanted people to have in that hour. And it went on to, God's always moving. He went on to John Wesley. And the ministry of Brother John Wesley was the message, holy living. It evolved. God now requires people to have a holy living. Up until then, God just restored one truth, the just shall live by faith. He didn't all of a sudden impact people with a lot of expectation. He just expected the just shall live by faith. And then with Martin Luther was more. Live a holy life. Separate yourself from the things of this world. And live a holy sanctified life before God. And then it moved on to Brother Branham. And if you don't bring that with you, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, it's going to lead you astray. It's going to say like the scripture says, lo, here is Christ, and people run that way. Mm-hmm. And they run so fast, the ship almost topples over. And then they run the other way when something else comes. And you know, but you know, we don't have to be antsy of nothing. God sent a prophet. And that's the channel that we have followed.
All of a sudden, that movement down in Windy Bay, and all of this is the leftovers when they could make a go with mm-hmm. over at Carbon when they had that place, mm-hmm. and they decided to go on the back to Egypt. What do you think is going to come out of that? They're just going to continue to build another tower down there. Mm-hmm. All they're doing now, that Windy Bay movement, all it is just another tower. And the Bible tells you, you got to first sit down to see if you're going to be able to pull it off. I do the same thing with you and I. We've done, you might think we're building a tower. No, we're just building on the tower that's already been built. That's why we don't have our own thing. We don't have a movement here. We're just putting out the things that have been firmly established. But Brother Brennan preached for 40 years, Brother Jackson preached for 40 years, and we're just holding on to the fort because this is the last leg of the journey. This is the thing that's going to take you to the marriage supper of the Lamb. The only thing out there is no more movement. All there is out there now is the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That, like we keep saying, the great age is over. The time to call out a bride for the Lord Jesus Christ, that era is over. You cannot be no more bride for the Lord Jesus Christ, because that era ended in October the 15th, 2021, when Jesus Christ went off the seat of mercy, and he is now King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and there's silence in heaven. The Lord Jesus Christ is down here on earth. You don't see him. He's just as he was after the resurrection. He would show up, and all of a sudden, he would disappear. That's exactly where he's at right now, because when there's silence in heaven, it tells me one thing. Jesus Christ is not up in heaven. He's down here on planet Earth, and he'll be down here on planet Earth until the rapture happens. And then there's no more, once that rapture happens, there's no more silence in heaven, because it's for about the space of 3.5 years, for the space of 30 minutes. And 30 minutes in Revelation language is 3.5 years. We didn't get the last 40 years. We didn't go sit by some straw pile and fell asleep. We were out there searching and digging and looking for some interest, so that when here in these closing days of time, we'll have something to tell the people, for those that have a hunger and a thirst for reality. We don't have nothing to sell on our own. We just continue on with the program that has been firmly established. That's the only thing that we have. And if you don't bring that with you, if you don't have that same passion, that same desire, we don't have nothing for you. Mm-hmm. And we just continue on with the program. Mm-hmm. And like I say, right now, there's an invitation. Come and drink out of the water of life freely. Whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever is athirst, let him come. Whosoever hear it, let him say, come. Just that simple. Matthew 22, we're right in that little space of time where that invitation goes out to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Take it or leave it. We're not trying to push nothing on anybody. The Lord just told us, back in 2012, start up this website, and if there's somebody out there that has a gut-wrenching hunger and a thirst for reality, I will bring them to it. We don't have to advertise. We just, when we run to people, we tell them what we got, and that's no glory to us. We're just continuing on with the program. If you can get it, if there's a hunger in your spirit and your soul like there was enough, you will find it, because God's going to see to it that he'll bring you to it. That's the only thing we have to talk about. We got nothing else to talk about. We just establishing, continuing on with the thing that has been firmly established, because the truth is marching on. Mm-hmm. So the only thing we have to sell, the truth is marching on.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why a lot of these movement just end up being like a tower that's not built, because a lot of them build it on their own egos.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the Tower of Babel, they wanted to make a name for themselves. And if you're going to try to make a name for yourself, it's not going to work out, because it says in the Bible that God is not going to share his glory with no man. Mm-hmm. If it's not inspired by him, then it's going to end up being void. It's going to be empty. Just like it says, the scripture says, my word will not return unto me void. If it's from God, it will bear fruit. But if it's not, it is going to peter out, just like that Tower of Babel just had to be left standing there because it was not of God.
Mm-hmm.
And the same way with when people try to make up a movement on their own, under their own ego. And a lot of people do that. They have ministries, but it's their ego that is being glorified. It's going to end up just being left standing at the end of the day, and there's not going to be left anything of it. But we followed the channel that God had. That's where God led us to, because we were hungry. We were searching for something. There was such a hunger in us, and we were just being led by his Spirit. Not my will, but your will be done, Lord. So then he led us to where he's at, and his righteousness And that's all we can let people know is what God has done in this hour. If they're hungry, it'll do the same what it did to us.
Amen to that. Like I say, we don't have nowhere to sell. Mm-hmm. We got no movement here. We're just continuing on with the program that has been firmly established ever since Jesus said it's finished, and mm-hmm. he said he's going to send these seven angels. And here you can go back to the book of Revelation. Everything we say and do, you can back it up with scriptures. Mm-hmm. That's why we don't have our own thing. There came a day when we said, Lord, I got nothing. Mm-hmm. Just lead and guide me by your Spirit. Use us for your honor and for your glory. Do with us as you see fit, because we don't have nothing in these closing days of time. And that's been our motto. Let's just follow the Lord. Be guided by his eyes. And at the end of the day, God's going to see to it that something will come off it. Nothing because it's us, because we surrender, Lord. Do with us as you see fit. We don't have a program. We don't have an agenda. We just want to follow you. At the end of the day, we'll have something. We'll be one of these people that gold, silver, and precious stone. We only built on something that the Lord inspired us to do. Mm-hmm. Just that simple.
That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you and we give you thanks, Lord, for sending a prophet, Lord, to bring us a message, Lord, to prepare us for your coming, Lord, so that we can be firmly established in your word. Like Peter said, although you know them, he's going to repeat it until these things are firmly, that you can be firmly established in the truth, Lord. And that's what you've done with us, Lord. You firmly established us so we don't have to run to and fro. Like it says in Daniel, many will run to and fro, Lord. Here is Christ, there is Christ. But you have told us before, Lord, and we are firmly established in your word, and we give you thanks for that. We just want to let people know, Lord, what these movements out there are about and what's going to become of them. So we just give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.